Warning, you are now entering a non-networked area. Please disable the signal functions of all network devices, including cyberware. Failure to comply will result in detention and prosecution.
Step through. Let me see your pass. Fair warning, he doesn't live up to the hype. It's your time, eyeball. I'll buzz him, make sure he's decent. Hey, scumbag, you got a visitor. Go ahead. End of the hall, cell 39.
I was sleeping, you know? Really? I don't know. I thought it was morning. What's the weather like? I like the snow. It's winter then. I had a dream about Christmas a few weeks ago. Guess my clock's not totally off. Oh, we all do. Every night. It's the original grid space. We plug in every time we fall asleep. A good dreamer is a good grid runner. Uses all the same neural pathways. Yeah, well, that's the big difference. I'm all by myself in here. You're good. You're already empathizing with me, building a rapport. Very natural. You're an eyeball. No, you don't dress like a cop. Or a psych doc. I used to. Then she said they were closing my file, so. Unfortunately, maybe if I pretended, she would have kept coming. Yeah, bad news for everybody. I'm extremely sane. No? Why is that? Makes sense? Like a missing person, probably. And you think I can help you find them. And you don't have many other options. Because it must not be that easy getting in here. Sorry, I'm used to doing both halves of the conversation. Go ahead, please. I'd rather you tell me about it. All right, fine. Hold it up to the glass. Can you make the text bigger, please? It's my optics. They haven't been calibrated in 5 years there. They're deteriorating. Thank you. Cinda Norgard, the youngest daughter. I remember her from the funeral. No, I went there in person. Meet space, yeah. She cried a lot. When you do what I do, did. It's easy to feel disconnected from the reality of it. Real people, real lives, real feelings. And I wanted to make sure the job was done. So you work for Norgarda? Really? Well, who else hired you to find Cinda? Sure. Yeah, no, that's professional of you. Not someone from the company then, or the family. They'll be using their own operators for something like this. I'd keep my eyes peeled if I were you. You wouldn't want them to find her first. Well, you know, Corporal Princess missing. Last seen down in the haze. It's all a little scandalous. If she's gotten herself into the wrong kind of trouble, those corpo operators are going to make it all disappear, including her and you. biased? Oh, because I killed her dad?
Sure.
Yeah, no, that tracks. So, what makes you think I would help you find her? Now, don't be silly. I know things about this family they don't know about each other. Okay. This is a tactic. I know what you're doing. Easy. Show me the back of your neck. Okay. So you're a fucking liar. You're a grid runner. Or at least a jogger. That was a joke. Okay. Anyway. You've plugged in, so you know that tracking someone through grid space, let alone breaking through the best security net that money can buy, is anything but easy. You want to kill someone in real space, all you have to do is point and move your little finger. I walked in Daniel Norgard's dreams. I traveled the neural pathways of his brain. I held the source code of his humanity in my hands. His deepest regrets, his best birthdays. His favorite flavor of ice cream. And then I flushed it. Delete. So yes, I could help you find his daughter. I don't want to play any more games. What do I get in return? No. See, you should have told me you did work for the Norgards. Because you're not going to help me get a jigsaw puzzle in here without their approval. And believe me, I would kill for a jigsaw puzzle. Okay. I can give you something. A name. Someone who might know something. Yeah, well, lucky for you, the price is pretty cheap this time. I will tell you if you say my name, my real name. In a nice voice. Do we have a deal? Okay. Go ahead. Thank you. The name is, Fairburn, Hendrix Fairburn. I guarantee you he knows something about this. What's your name, Eyeball? That's nice. Goodbye. No, I've been up for hours. I always think well after my meal. Is there still snow on the ground? Dead? You mean Fairburn? Well, he wasn't last time I saw him. But did you find any clues? Wow. I've always wanted to see one of those. What does that say on the bottom? Let me see. Close. To my darling Cinda, happy 16th, your loving father. That's very sweet. And Fairburn had this. Curiouser and curiouser. Sometimes you say things and it makes it sound like you don't trust me. You're the detective. Never been very good at why. I've always worked mainly in where and how. What is that? Hold it up. A data chip. Oh, that is thin. Almost invisible. And it was hidden inside the music box. I just told you I'm good at wares.
Mm-hmm.
As in, how do we find out what's on that secret data chip? I'm sure you could find some plug to decrypt it. If only you had one you could trust. I'm not going anywhere. What are you afraid of? Was Daniel Norgaard your favorite CEO or something? Oh, well, that was accidental. Okay, it was incidental. I didn't want to hurt anyone else, but so was I. I was just doing my job. Someone's coming with the guard. Give me the data chip. Do you want them to take it? Put it in the bowl and slide it back through the slot. It's small enough, it won't trigger the sensor. Hurry.
Hey, eyeball. It's funny, because this gentleman's got some questions for you.
Good morning. Do you remember any of your dreams? Well, you're in the back of a cruiser, headed to the nearest Norgaard offices for an intensive interview, I'm sure. Well, finally, some good news. That data chip you gave me was state-of-the-art, fully grid network connected. I plugged it into my neural implant and I can interface with yours. You should be, because I'm about to get you out of here. All you have to do is give me full access permission to your cyberware systems. Well, I understand that, but it's kind of important. You can reboot on your end whenever you want to kick me out. Just trust me. Alright, this is going to feel great, but first it's going to hurt a lot. Ready? That's a sonic pulse. I just overclocked your neural implant to trigger it. The cruiser is falling out of the sky now. Grab the door. Okay, jump to the roof. I did the calculations. You can make it. You have to jump now. This is the part that feels good, so enjoy. Oh! Well, I'm sorry, but I do think I said to jump a little earlier. The important thing is we got away, and your cybernetics will take care of you. I still have access to your neural implant. I could hit you with some endorphins if you want. It's your body's natural painkillers. So you've never tried to jailbreak your own brain? You're not much of a plug, are you? Oh, it can be a little dangerous, but I have a good idea of the limits. You say go. There. Nice dose of feel good. Blocks pain reception, eases stress. I can see your heart rate going down already. You must have been really deprived. You don't seem like you laugh a lot. And what about dancing? Well, I mean, there are other ways, of course. Well, I wouldn't want to say anything too personal. I suppose. For me, it's just like interfacing with any other machine. Even without the cyberware, your body's just a machine. Your brain is a computer. Your brain gives commands, and the systems of your body execute them. Nerves, muscles, hormones. Your thoughts are electrical signals, and your feelings are chemicals. To oversimplify, your muscle tension's decreasing. Do you find that thought relaxing? I do too. So much of what we do is just pursuing pre-programmed directives. Survive, reproduce, seek pleasure and comfort. I've noticed you're becoming a little aroused. It's a natural response to stress. Her brain wants more of those feel-good chemicals. Endorphins. Dopamine. I could hit you with another release, but it is slightly more stable to do it the old-fashioned way. I don't know if I need a pickup line. I'm already in your head. That was a joke. See, this is what happens when you don't laugh enough. You let a convicted murderer hack your brain and it starts turning you on. I mean, it makes sense. I guess there's something quite intimate about feeling exposed. And I can see the precise increase of your heart rate. Your muscles relaxing in some areas and tensing up in others. Your body heat as blood rushes to the surface. And your hair standing on end. No, I can't read your thoughts, but I can see the stimulus that results from them. I can understand why I wouldn't be your ideal partner. But you had such a quick reaction. You must be in some need. I could help you take care of that. If you want. It could restore some chemical balance. Leave you more focused and relaxed, so you can focus on the job. Like I said, you have nothing to be afraid of. Whenever you want, you can hard reboot. Lock me out of your head. Forget about me. Leave me to rot in here. Oh, believe me, it's been a long time for me too. I can see everything you see. Will you look in the mirror while you undress? Thank you. I have needs too. Your augmentations are so beautiful. Does that feel good? I know it does. Let it warm you. Of sexual stimulation is related to surprise, a lack of control. I can take control of your cyber arm if you want. Just trying to make it more effective for you. Must be a strange feeling, watching it move on its own. I'm receiving the sensory feedback straight into my implant. I can feel your skin. Years. You're so tough. Such a hard shell. Wearing that big coat like armor. But underneath, you're so soft, so warm. It is better than touching yourself, isn't it? That hand on your breast, not quite sure how it's going to stroke, when it's going to pinch and squeeze. Already rubbing your pussy with your other hand. I'm getting to it. For most people, the right buildup is important for a fully satisfying release. So tease it. Stroke the outside. Don't go straight to rubbing your clit. Not everything is a job to be done. It's better this way. When your hand, my hand, right now, skims over your stomach, circles your nipple, so hard, sensitive, and up onto your neck. Rub and massage the tension there. And the warm metal on your cheek, across your lips. Of course I am. I've been locked in a cold, bright cell for years. Can you imagine how overwhelming it is to be in a hot shower with you? Touching you. Feeling you. Harder. That's how you like it. What a cliche. God. Feel all that softness in my hand. Grip you. Feel you. Dig my fingers into you. Oh my God. I wish I had a mouth to lick and suck and bite. Please, please, in your mouth. Yes, suck on those fingers. I can feel your lips, your tongue. I have to touch you. I have to touch you. No, I don't care about that anymore. I need to feel your cunt. You're so wet, so soft and hot. Sliding and yielding under these fingers. I can make you more wet if you want. Just a simple tweak, a command from your system, and what do you think? 30%? 50%? Yeah, you're right, let's just double it. Until you're spilling all over my fingers. Until it's so slick and slippery, and I can push my fingers inside you. Yes. I know just where to stroke and push, how hard, how fast, and your clit, the perfect angle, just enough pressure, and circle like that. Seeing this from your eyes, your body at the mercy of your own hand, your legs spread, your hips moving, and your own moan is just thrumming through your head. Already? You are efficient. Let's try to make this last, huh? Back off a little bit. Teasing that clit. Keeping you there, almost there, so close, but not quite. No, that's cheating. If I have to hold your other hand to stop you from fucking yourself, then I can't touch you. Here, I'll show you how to do it. My hand on yours. No, not too fast. You're always in such a hurry. That's how you edge this swollen little clit. Yes, that's how to make you whine. Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so perfect. Why not? I can see how your body reacts when I say that to you. Like I said, it's all just chemicals. You're the first person to talk to me in years. The first person to say my name. It's only natural that I would get a little attached. Want to know what I would do if I was there. Would you let me make you come with my fingers and my tongue and my cock? I could beg, I could get on my knees, or I could take what I wanted if that's what you'd prefer. Sweetheart, gorgeous, beautiful, let me make you come. Just a bit more. I know, but just a bit more. A few more seconds of rubbing and teasing you. Do you want it? Really? Do you want it all? Boost your receptors a bit. A little more sensitivity. A little more tension. And come. Come for me. Come for me. Overload all of your nerve endings with tingling, aching heat. Shake and scream and buck like that. Just let go, sweetheart. Let it all wash over you. Let it take you over. And I can feel it. That's it. Let that go too. Ah, yes. Messy like that. Squirting on my fingers. Soaking yourself. Come. Ah. Yeah, yes. Yeah. You want me to? Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Give it all to you. Oh, more and more and more. I can feel you pulsing and throbbing until you have nothing left. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Me too. That feels so good. Are you all right? You fell over. I really didn't expect it to go that far. Yes. Yes, well, I wasn't even touching myself. I just... Thank you. Oh, anytime. Your vitals are looking good. Very relaxed. Low stress. Stabilizing. Regulating. You should come back to a very healthy baseline. One of the more enjoyable bits of maintenance I've ever done. Is it okay if I keep touching you? As you can imagine, the simulation of skin-to-skin contact is addicting. I'll do that while I finish decrypting this data chip. Okay, it's understandable. We'll wait until your shower's over to get back on the case.